Hey everyone, welcome back to 12 Things Every Single Dad Needs to Know. I'm your host, Mark Erton, and today's episode is called Worth It. So because you're here, you know that being a dad, while sometimes it's a wild ride, it's definitely worth it. And I know it's hard, but sometimes that wild ride, it helps change you and it helps grow you while it's helping change and grow your kids as well. So I want to get to two more rules today. Rule number 9, rule number 10. Rule 9 is be your kid's biggest fan. And rule 10 is just keep swimming. And yes, I did get that from Finding Nemo. So it's a good movie. I saw with my kids when they're younger. So grab your cup of coffee. If it's your lunchtime, grab whatever you want to eat or snack, and let's get to it. So before I really dive into this part of the podcast, there is something I want to say, and this is something that's been in my heart for a while. When I started this podcast, I know that a lot of you you're dealing with divorce. Some of you are dealing with that shock of kind of being that single dad. And so what I wanted to do is I'm not diminishing or dismissing that by not really talking about that a ton. I just want you guys to understand that if you need some help, if you need somebody to talk to, you can go on Facebook and look up markdeerton.com. I'll be glad to chat with you. You can go on 46lifecoaching.com. I'll be glad to chat with you. Just know that there's another voice there to listen to you and help you get through this time. So now let's dive in to rule number 9, be your kid's biggest fan. How many of you have ever been to a sports game and you've watched the kids play and you've seen some kids whose parents didn't show up? A couple of years ago, my daughter was playing against a team. And like, you know, volleyball, there was like 10 kids on the team and there was like two parents there watching. It was like sad. I mean, like, you know, you could see kind of the kids and, you know, my daughter's team they were pretty good and they kind of just destroyed this team. And nobody was there cheering for these kids. I couldn't believe it. But when you're your kid's biggest fan, you show up. You show up to their games. You show up to their events, like whether they're in choir or whatever it is, you become that biggest fan. Make signs if you want to. It's a ton of fun. I used to do it all the time. My daughter would not let me paint my face, neither would my kids. I'll be okay. I'm still dealing with that. But just show up for their games. Be there for them so that they know that there's somebody else in their corner. You know, one of the hardest things for my kids was knowing, like, when my ex left, is like, no, like, she wasn't going to be there. But having me come in and cheering for them and being there as their biggest fan, like, even nowadays, I talk about how proud I am of them and how the achievements they're making. I'm so excited for them. It makes a big difference. And I mean, except for that one game I did get kicked out of, my daughter's volleyball game, but the ref made a bad call and I had to let him know about it. But that's a different story for another time. So number 10, let's just dive into that one here for a second. And that is just keep swimming. Man, I am going to tell you guys this, and this is like one of the hardest things. And I know it sounds like a little bit of mumble jumbo in there. It is so hard to keep going sometimes. Maybe you don't want to get out of bed that day. Maybe work's been really tough. But one of the things that I've learned is that sometimes, you know, you kind of step into a mess. You have a day where there's a flat tire, or your car problems. You spilled your coffee, which that's terrible. Your toddler's melting down. And that's all just before 9 a.m. And you're like, what in the world am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? Guys, this is not about perfection. This is about progress. And so a lot of times, like, what happens is we get stuck in our own heads. When something bad happens, we're like, oh gosh, it's not going to be perfect. You don't have to worry about being perfect, man. It's about making that progress forward and keep going. So a couple of years ago, I was doing door-to-door sales. And I don't know if you've ever done that before. It is brutal. I had dogs chase me. I had people threaten to shoot me. I had people chase me away from their yard. I mean, it was crazy. It was just a crazy thing. It's just trying to help people out. They didn't like it. So one of the things I learned while I was doing door-to-door sales is, like, the next door is what matters. So if something bad happened at the door before, like somebody, you know, threatened me, threw something at me, whatever it was, I knew the next door is what mattered. And that's how you have to keep swimming. You can't worry about what's happening in that moment. Sometimes bad things happen. Friends, that's life. Buy a helmet, okay? And so when you get into that next moment and that next door, how I was doing it, what begins to happen is your mentality changes. You begin to see like, hey, that progress is continuing. So maybe I didn't get something at this door, but the next one, somebody might be perfectly willing to enroll in what I was doing. And so guys, you have to like kind of focus on that and understand the good Lord has never promised you perfect days, but he's promised you days that he is going to walk through it with you. And that if you continue to progress through those, that is what you need in that time. You're not perfect, neither am I, and we're all going to make mistakes, but just keep swimming. Just keep going. I know it's tough, but trust me, my friends, you can do this. So how does these two rules make everything worth it? Well, when you keep showing up for your kids, you keep cheering them on, and you're swimming through rough days, it's teaching them to swim through rough days because it's worth it when you get through that. I had this great moment two great moments with my boys this week. Just great conversations. And it's just been a rough couple months, to be honest with you. And suddenly, you know, I just had these two great moments with my kids. And it's like, hey, I'm going to get through this tough time. I'm going to get through this difficult time. I'm going to get through this next difficult time. But when you show up into that moment and your kids are like, man, thanks for being there. Thanks for sitting down and talking with me for a little bit. It makes it all worthwhile. So be that dad. Be that dad. So when you want to be your kid's biggest fan, a couple things to remember. Show up. Whether they win, whether they lose, doesn't matter. Well, it does because, you know, no one likes to lose. But like whether they win or lose doesn't matter. You're there is what matters and cheering them on. And then number 10, and just keep swimming. Guys, the important thing is to keep moving, keep going, keep that directional going forward. Again, I know it's tough. I know it's difficult. I know that you're going to have a really hard time, but it's okay. Keep swimming, keep being forward, and keep being their biggest fan. All right, dads. Remember, guys, it's a journey. It's not about being perfect. It's about being there. So go out there and be that cheerleader. Keep swimming no matter what. You're doing amazing, Dad. And yes, it's all worth it. Hey, if you like this episode today, go ahead and hit subscribe and share it with some other dads that you may know. Share it to Facebook, whatever it is, just to help people be a part and get this information. Just remember, guys, you're strong enough to make it. Just keep swimming, Dad. Just keep swimming. See you next time.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.